All right, thank you for holding. Is this Jordan?
Yep.
Hey, how's it going? My name's Hawk. I'm one of the directors here at Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Okay, good. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you too. Appreciate that. So let me just confirm a couple things here real quick. So for service areas, you put you in for about 50 miles, and you're doing residential and commercial work. Is that right?
Yep. You got
okay. For sure. All right, great. Yeah, because we can narrow down the counties, cities, even zip codes if you wanted. So got you covered there. Now, before we dive into pricing and all that good jazz, I know she's pretty good at explaining, but did you have any questions so far about how the program works in general, you know, anything at all?
I know it's just, you know, it's just you guys work with Google, right? Just like I search up, you know, a business and it comes like, you know, a certain type of stuff comes up when you search on Google, right?
Right. So say someone was searching for seal coating or any service you provide in that 50-mile radius, like just like if we would search for McDonald's near me or auto parts near me, you know, restaurant, whatever it is, that map that pops up and you see like a couple that are recommended, exactly. That's where you pop up. Now, that's not the only service we provide, though. So everything I'm going to go over here is included in the package, okay? Like there's no additional fees for any of this. Now, we're a full-service marketing company. So we're not just going to put you on the first page of Google. Now, of course, as we both know, 90% of the calls will come from the Google listing, though, because we found that's where 9 out of 10 people search for the company or tradesmen or pretty much just anything they're going to do these days. So, you know, make a convenience or recommendation from Google, whatever it is. Most people don't scroll much further than the first page these days. So that's why we focus there. I mean, that's where the money is, right? But you'll be on Bing, the Microsoft search engine, over 60 different directories, you know, Yahoo, Better Business Bureau, Yellow Pages, White Pages, Alexa, even for like voice activated searches. So, I mean, if anyone is searching within that radius on Androids, iPhones, I mean, even asking for Alexa for whatever, as long as it's the service you provide, boom, you're popping up there. And those calls go straight to you. So there's no middleman touching any of those leads. So unlike Angie's or some of those third-party services where it goes to your competition as well and kind of a race to get to the client, this is exclusive. So when they click, the call goes only to you. So you have them in that moment that they're looking for the job instead of like, you know, having to race to them and then still paying for the lead, right? It can be kind of frustrating, right? Now, you'll also have sponsored Facebook ads, and these also work very effectively alongside the Google listing. So I'll give you an example. Say a potential client is searching. They find you on the first page of Google or, you know, any one of these 67 different directories we put you on, but they don't call you in that moment. Later on, when they're in their Facebook, you know, looking through pictures or stories or whatnot, your targeted ad pops up in their Facebook feed with a direct click to call that goes straight to you. And as you can imagine, those convert really well. You know, later on, they're in their Facebook, they see the ad. Oh, hey, I was going to call him earlier. They click on the ad, boom. Again, call goes straight to you. You may have even had an experience like that yourself, right? You're searching for something, even just talking about it. Later on, you start to see the ads popping up, right?
Yeah, right.
It's kind of weird and creepy, I know, but it's an amazing marketing tool. Like, and that's exactly how it would work for you, I mean, except with your business and your services. Believe me, I've been annoyed by that once or twice, but I mean, in terms of business, I mean, it just works really well.
Right, yeah.
They call it retargeting. It's really interesting. Now, you'll also have a customized tracking and reporting system, so we can actually track all this stuff too, like what areas you're being searched in the most, what keywords you're being searched for the most, even monitor track and help you get more reviews, which is always good, right? I'll always take a good review. You'll even have an account management team was there Monday through Friday. You want to run new promotions, change content, keywords. I mean, anything at all. You name it. We handle everything on the digital side. Now, she didn't know anything about a website. Did you already have one?
No, I don't really have one right now. But, I mean, I usually just get a lot of business through Facebook, you know.
Right. Yeah, that's why I usually go with the Facebook ads because they convert really well. Now we can actually help with the site as well. That way we have somewhere to drive the traffic to. So no worries there. So with the credit, I should be able to actually get it thrown in there. So it'll still be the same. But with the credit she applied, I mean, that does bring the pricing down quite a bit because we're inclined to work with new businesses, a multitude of different reasons, but so we have really great credits for them. So that brings it down to just $249. That's month to month. There's no contracts. And that covers everything we went over. I mean, all your ad spends, the website, you know, that would typically be an extra charge. But with the credit, I think, oh, I should just ping my manager now just to make sure. But typically, I'm usually able to. So with that said, I mean, just hearing that, is that something that would fit in the budget for you? Something you want to give a try? Or?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, first month at least, I'll give it a try for sure.
Yeah, I say at least just give it the old, you know, first month, a month and a half, just let it, you know, run its course. Most people, I mean, I've been here about 2 years. I haven't had anyone cancel because of results. So, I mean, I promise you, right, from what you see after that time, you'll want to stick with us. And that's why we don't do contracts either. You know what I mean? Like, we want to make sure that you're choosing to stay with us and not just locked in the contract and you have to. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So for first thing, to get you verified through Google, now there's a process where they send you like a postcard in the mail and that verifies you. Now you don't have to list this address online, okay? A lot of people opt out, but just for sending that postcard, what would be a good address for that?
1007 Prospect Avenue.
Prospect Bethlehem, Avenue. PA. Okay. And then what was the city and state, sir?
Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
Oh, there it is. Okay. Perfect. And that's 18018, right?
Yep.
Got it. All right. And then for the contact with clients, for them to contact you, is the 484-554 a good number?
Yep. That's it.
All right. Perfect. Now, once we finish up, I'm going to send you an email and text that has an invoice that, you know, everything that's covered, your pricing and everything, you know, for your records. What's a good email for that, Jordan?
Just send it to Barker's Seal Coating with two S's.
@gmail.com. Okay, so two S's meaning Barker's with an S and then sealcoating@gmail.com.
Right. You got it. Yep.
Okay. Perfect. Just want to make sure. All right. Barker's Seal Coating. And then your last name is Barker, I'm guessing?
Yep. Yep.
Okay. Got it. All right. And then for your Google business profile, like how you'd like it to appear to your clients, what about like hours of operation? Is that going to be like a 9-to-5? You want to do like an 8-to-6 or?
I'd say probably 7 to 3 or something like that. What's 8 hours from?
From 7? So 9 to 5.
I'd say. I mean.
Okay. Cool. And that's Monday through Friday?
I'd say put it 7 days a week. We usually work every day.
Oh, okay. 7 days a week. Got it. And then what about for clients to contact you? Is phone, text, and email going to be okay?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, more opportunity that way, I figure.
Yeah.
Now, for services you offer, I'm looking at your Angie's listing here, or used to be Home Advisor. Can never tell anymore since they bought it. Is it just seal coating? Do you have any other keywords that you want to show up for?
Probably seal coating, line striping, and paving. Those are the three I really focus on.
Seal coating, line striping, and paving. Okay, got it. And now for areas that you want to show up for, we can, like I said, we can have up to 12 of those, but we can even narrow it down to a certain county if you want it, but whatever's best for you. I mean, is there certain cities that you've had some luck in or that you'd want to be found in?
I mean, well, mainly just like Bethlehem and, you know, all the other ones around. Like if you do it like, I don't know, like by city or like zip code or something like that, but.
Okay. So like 50 miles from. Oh, okay. Yeah, if you have the city names here, go ahead.
Like from Bethlehem, I'd say like Lehigh Valley. It's as broad as I can. Honestly.
Okay. So 50 miles from Bethlehem, and then I can actually have the technician kind of recommend certain areas that maybe have high search volumes, along with the keywords too. He can give you like key like searches and kind of let you pick his brain a little bit too. So I'll make a note about that.
Yeah.
That way you can get more searches, right? And then Jordan Barker, can we just add the name here? And then when would you be able to speak with the technician about setting everything up? You want to just do that tomorrow morning? Does that sound okay?
Yeah, that'll work.
Okay. What's a good time tomorrow? Yeah. Okay. Perfect. What's a good time? Like 9, 10 o'clock sound okay?
I'd say probably 9 o'clock. Yeah.
Okay. Cause we're on, Pacific time, right? We're in, Orange County in Southern California. So we start at 7. So the earliest I could get you in is 10. Is 10 still okay?
Yeah. Yeah. That's fine.
Okay. Perfect. So I'll get you in at 10. So first thing tomorrow at 10. Okay. Got it. And then let's see, make sure we got everything. I think that's it. And then just add your home advisor listing. How was your experience with them so far, by the way, the home advisor or the Angies?
Not too bad. I mean, they got me a couple of leads or whatever you want to call it, but, you know, I've only been with them like 3-4 days. So, you know, we'll see.
Okay. So, yeah, kind of too early to tell, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so that should do it for that. And how's the weather over there? I was on the East Coast for some time. I had a friend who was living in South Carolina. Is it still pretty cold over there? Or are you guys starting to warm up a little bit?
No, it's pretty warm here. It's probably 85 right now, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's not bad. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Shit, it gets freaking freezing in the winter. It sucks.
Yeah, I mean, I'm from Washington State, man. It was so cold. Like, it was just raining, like, 70% of the time. I do miss the snow a little bit, but as for the everything else, no.
Nah.
I definitely don't miss that. Yeah, I'm good, yeah. did you already have, like, a Facebook business page as well?
I don't really have a business page, but, I get people that share it for me and stuff. But I do have, like, Instagram and stuff. A lot of pretty much all the photos go to Instagram, so
you can add
that too.
So as for the Facebook, if you just have a personal one, they'll build you the business page where they'll run the ads from. That's included too, if you like. If that's where they run the ads, it actually has a really good conversion rates. So I mean, if you want to, that's included if you want.
I mean, yeah, let's do that.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah, because they'll build it for you, too. So as long as you have a personal page, okay. They can, yeah, build it from there, yeah. Okay, so I think that covers that part. Now, as for the billing, is that address you gave me the same, then, for the billing as well?
Yep, 1007, yep.
The 10-0, okay, let me just...
Yeah.
1007, and then that was... what was the name of the street? I just want to confirm that I have this correct.
Prospect.
Prospect in Bethlehem, there it is. Okay. 18018, right?
Yeah, you got it.
Okay, perfect. So let me just add that in here. Okay. Sorry, my internet course is, it's always slow and needs to be fast.
Yeah, that's all good.
Right? Technology. I really wouldn't want to add
like my, that address, because you know it's just my house, so I don't really.
Yeah, so this is so. Oh yeah, no, we're not going to actually post that online. A lot of people opt out. What we do is we're just going to send that postcard there for the verification. Then that's just for to verify you through Google, like to verify an actual address. If you had like a brick and mortar or like an office, that's better, of course, but. Just for people that, you know, have it at their home, we don't list that online. This is just for them to verify.
Okay.
Yeah, most people opt out of that. Yeah, I wouldn't want to put my address on Google either. Okay. Bunch of crazies out there. Yeah, no, so no worries. Mm-hmm. Yeah, most people actually don't list the address unless they have an actual, you know, business address. Right? Yeah, exactly. Now, let me just add the company name here, Barker Seal Coating. And then for the payment method, is that Visa or a MasterCard?
It'll be a MasterCard, I'd say.
Okay, and then go ahead with the number whenever you're ready.
Okay, all right. Give me like 30 seconds. I got to run.
No, of course, yeah. I can wait. No problem. Right. Take your time. All right.
All right, you ready?
Yep. Okay, one sec here. All right, go ahead. Just loading. Okay, there it is. Good to go.
All right, 5289.
Okay.
9520.
All right.
0014.
Okay.
0262.
Okay, so just to confirm, that's 5289-9520-0014-0262.
Yep, you got it.
Perfect. All right, and then for the expiration, what's that?
It's 1124.
1124, okay. And then the number on the back?
049.
049, got it. Okay, so we're also going to set up a security question for you. That way you know it's us when we're calling. Calls are more secure, of course. There's three options: mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
I'll do mother's maiden name.
Okay, and the name?
Winkler. W-I-N-K-L-E.
Okay, just want to make sure. Winkler, got it. Okay, and then now let me just set up the account here. And like I said, once this processes, you'll see it on your online banking, of course. But also you're going to get a text and email that has your invoice. That's our next step. And then just one other quick one, and you're good to go. So just waiting on my internet again here. Yeah, it's a pretty quick process. And same with the technician call. It's maybe a little bit longer than this one, but it's basically just to confirm everything what we've, you know, went over today, and then if you had any questions or whatnot. So let's see here. There it is. Okay. My internet's going a little bit faster now, so that's good. Okay.
So you said it was 249 or something like that for the month, and then
right
renewing or something.
Yeah. So it's every month because basically it's a service to keep you on the first page, and then also, you know, running the website, the traffic on there, the analytics, also your sponsored Facebook ad, 67 different directories. You have a customer service line, you know. So it takes a village, as they say, if you've heard that saying before. Yeah. So, and it's never going to change, you know, the pricing. It's not based on clicks or, leads. It's just a flat fee that covers everything. So it's always going to stay $249 unless you wanted to upgrade or add more to your, you know, Facebook budget or something. But as of now, no, it's just $249.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay, so you'll see that come through now. Then you're also going to get the invoice as well. I'll resend the text. That's usually the easiest way to access it. So one sec here. Let's see here. Okay. There it is. Now I'm going to send you over the... You'll see a text come through with the invoice. Let me know once you see that initial invoice.
Yep, just got it.
Okay, perfect. So it'll say below is your initial invoice. All you have to do is just click on that blue link that's below that. That'll take you into the invoice. Take a quick look, of course. I don't know if you have any questions, but once you get to the bottom there, there's going to be a spot where it has a box that you click and it says I'm the authorized user. Then right below that, that's where you would type your name. Then you just hit confirm signature. Once you do that, that should take you to our website and ask for your username and login. Let me know once you get there. You'll receive that within 7 days from when the tech is going to set up all your.
So it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms.
Right. Exactly. So click on that blue part there. That should take you into the invoice.
That just says the server encountered an error.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Sometimes that happens. Okay. One sec here. I'm going to, you know what I'll do? I'll have the technician take care of that, because tomorrow morning when he does the interview with you, he can send it over and then they can take care of that. That way we don't have to go through the troubleshooting. So I'll just go through the rest of the process here with you. So I'm going to go over a voice verification. It's to go along with the invoice, to outline the service agreement, ensure the accuracy of the order, and of course it's an added form of protection for you. So if you have any questions or need me to review anything along the way, just let me know. It's very straightforward, but, you know, just in case. Now, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. The call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and as an added form of protection for you. Now, first, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Barker Seal Coating.
Okay, and then please state your name and title within the business.
Jordan Barker, owner.
Okay, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay, and you're an authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
Okay, now to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So as to do with the verification, most importantly, I'm going to send you over this email that has everything that's needed for the verification. Basically, I just want pictures of your tools, your equipment, work vehicle, you know, things that go along with the business to verify that you do have one, you know, since you're going to be up on the first page of Google. So I just sent you that email. Just make sure to have all that ready, you know, for the interview tomorrow morning with the tech, so you got plenty of time to take care of that. Now, as a result of increased visibility online, also please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. That's why I set up the security question for you. That way we'll know it's us when we're calling. We'll make sure to use that at the top of the call. And other calls that don't, I mean, you can just disregard. Now, do you also agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, great. I can send or give you the number now if you like, or I can just text it to you at the end of the call. That way you have, you know, my contact info and the number that the technician is going to call from tomorrow morning.
Yeah, that's fine. You just text it over to me. No worries.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I usually do that. No worries. And now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you also agree to disclose or just let the technician know of any additional online marketing efforts that you do during the term of your agreement?
Sure.
Okay, perfect. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup was charged today, June 19th, in the non-refundable amount of $249. This will be a recurring payment. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 19th, or just 30 days from today, in the amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877 number I'll text to you to prevent charges for your next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Now, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, so you're good to go. Now, all I got to do is just send you over this confirmation of the interview with the technician. So I'm just going to send that now, and then you can go back on your way here. 1 second. Just got to add your email here, and you're good to go. There it is, Barker Seal Coating. Okay, and then we just add the technician. There we go. Okay. And so that'll be 10 o'clock your time. Okay, you're going to get that. It's going to come as like a Google Calendar invite. Just hit yes on the RSVP. That confirms the time. The tech will do the same, and you're good to go. That should be coming through right now.
Got it. I think it's okay, invite.
You see it there?
Yeah.
As long as you hit yes, it should be good. Oh, there it is. Okay. Yeah, I think you're good. Okay, so you're set. So thank you for giving us a shot. Thank you for your time. And also, welcome to the team, most of all, definitely. So they're going to call you within 30 minutes of that 10 o'clock time tomorrow to set everything up for you and get you started, okay? Did you have any other questions for me or anything at all?
No, man, we should be good.
All right, good to go. Well, appreciate the time. You have a good one, okay?
All right, man. You too.
All right. Yeah, bye.